Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am excited today. I thank and praise our Savior for just another opportunity to be on our radio broadcast on this evening. We're just going to start off with a little music. And then we're going to go into open up our radio broadcast, our worship service. Just 1 second. Amen, amen, amen. We come to the radio broadcast with total praise. I thank and praise God for the Lord, Father God, who is the head of my life, who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God for another opportunity today just to be in the land of the living, on my way, or in the land of the dying, on my way to the land of the living. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be on our radio broadcast this evening. We're going to call our worship to order now. We're going to have a short devotion. I'm going to have a song and read a scripture, and then we're going to pray. I'm always, always slow, and I'm getting better, trying to get better in that.
I know. Sweet. Storm clouds may rise, strong wind may blow, but I know what you're gonna tell them, do it. Yeah, everywhere I go. What you gonna say? What you gonna say, where the travelers rest? That I found a safe and easy. going through it. Help me say, he's sweet, I know. He...
Heavenly Father is so sweet, huh? I thank and praise God. Today we're going to be reading from 119, Psalms 119, verses 81, starting at the verse 81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They have almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimonies of thy mouth. I have just read you from Psalms 119, verse 81 down through 88. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but mostly, and most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come this evening, Father, in the name of Jesus, just giving you praise and glory, just magnifying your holy name, Lord. We just thank you for another opportunity to come together to lift up the name of Jesus. We come right now, first of all, Father, asking you to bind the strong man this evening. We ask you this evening, Lord, to bind up the strong man this evening, Lord. Bind up the strong man, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every negative word, Lord, every negative thought, every evil and wicked way, Father, every demonic thing, Father, we ask you right now, Lord, to bind it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and send it back to the pits of hell, and loose it from this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, I'm asking you to fill this radio broadcast up with your spirit. Fill it up with the anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord, to go over it, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone, Lord, that's listening in radio land, in the name of Jesus, and everyone that's on our radio broadcast on this evening. Keep them all covered, Lord. I ask you on today, Lord, to bless the speaker of the hour. Bless the speaker today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to be right here with us. You say we're two or three are gathered together. There you are in the midst. And I thank God today. I thank you for being right here. I thank you for sending your anointing down. I thank you right now, Lord, for troubling the water. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, Father. And I give you praise right now. And I give you glory. Hallelujah. We ask all these things. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless this service right now, Father. Bless it now, Lord. Bless it now, Lord. Let it run and go just like you would do it yourself, Father. Just use us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, take over and take control. Lord, we surrender right now 100%. 100%, Lord. We surrender. We ask you to take over now and take control. Father, we thank you for being here, Holy Ghost. We thank you. We give you all the praise and glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And for your glory. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God again. Hallelujah. For his goodness. Hallelujah. For his greatness. God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised on today. We come expecting today. We just come expecting today. We know God is good. We know if he will do it for somebody else, if he did it for Isaiah, and if he did it for Noah, and if he did it for David, he'll do it for us. And I thank God, hallelujah, and I know he is a good God because he's done some great and marvelous things for me. And I know if he did it for me, he's going to do it for you as well, because put your hope in the Lord and trust in the Lord, and he will do it. We're getting ready to open up our testimony today. See, I know everyone should have a testimony. I do. I mean, if you're up living, moving, seeing, hearing, speaking, you have a testimony. If you're walking around, if you're not in the crazy house and you have your right mind, if there's no sickness in your body, you have a testimony. If your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are doing well, you didn't get no phone calls last night, you should have a testimony. If he woke you up this morning, you should have a testimony. He started you on your way this morning. Hallelujah. You ought to have a testimony. I just thank God today that he woke me up on time this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God today. Hallelujah. That I live and move and have my being in him. I thank God today that I'm standing on top of the ground and the ground's not standing on me. I thank God. Hallelujah. On today, hallelujah, I thank God today that everybody all around me is doing great, is doing well. I thank God today that my soul says yes. I'm so grateful today. I don't take anything for granted that God has done for me. Hallelujah. I give God praise today, and I give him worship. Hallelujah. He is an on-time God. He's an on-time God. He don't only give you what you need, but he give you some of your heart's desires. And I thank God on today. You don't have to do nothing that he do for us. Hallelujah. I thank God today. So I'm opening up this testimony service today. Hallelujah. If God woke you up, if he done anything for you, hallelujah, you ought to show some sign. Hallelujah. If your Redeemer lives, oh yes, you ought to show a sign. Hallelujah. I thank God. This is your finest hour. If God has done anything for you, hallelujah, you ought to say something. Amen. Hallelujah. The line is open for testimonies. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to my Lord, who's my Savior, who is the love of my life today and forevermore, for eternity. Greetings to Apostle Ed and Apostle Deborah Dean on this evening, and to all the saints under the sound of my voice. God is just so good. He is so good.
Yes.
Even sometimes when we get a little weary, and I'm sure I'm not going to say anything that no one on this line cannot relate to. Sometimes we get a little weary during this walk, If you are walking according to what God has called you to walk, you're going to come up against obstacles. You're going to have storms in your life. So if you haven't come out of a storm, then you're in one. If you're not in one, then you're about to go in one. And I'm telling you, sometimes you get a little weary. But I thank God for not changing. I thank God because God has kept me and he's kept my children. He's kept my family. Matter of fact, I feel safe to say he has kept the nation. It's nothing you can you can turn on the TV, turn to any channel where they have the news, and you will see something on there that's going to disgust you. Something on there that's going to deter you. Something on there that's going to concern you. But guess what? Even though that's changing, God is still the same. And I just want to thank him for always being right there with him. Even when we think we don't need him, when things are going good, he is still right there. My daughter, me and my daughter, we were traveling home one evening, and I was just crying out to God, and I was just asking God to just show me something. I need something to encourage me along the way. I needed something to just put a little bit more fire under me because I've been going through for quite some time, man. But I know it's only for the glory of God. Don't mistake that this is a pity party because it's not at all. But I still get a little weary like everyone else. And I was asking God, God, I just need you to just show me something. Give me a miracle. Give me something, Lord, that just will push me just a little further. And I was just crying and crying out and driving, and my daughter was sitting in the passenger seat, and all of a sudden, she just screamed. And before I could turn to say what was wrong, there this big, huge buck, not a deer, a buck, in front of my car that I hit. And when I hit him, he slid over to the ongoing traffic on the other side. And when I looked, he was trying to get his legs back underneath his body to try to run. And when he finally got himself back up, he ran back towards my car and in the woods behind my car. Me and my daughter both were shook up. This buck had antlers and everything, just a fat old buck. And when I finally arrived at my mom's house, I told my daughter, I said, I can't get myself together. So she got out. She went and looked at the front of the car to see how much damage was there. No damage on my vehicle. No damage to my vehicle. No damage to her. No damage to me. All you could see on my license plate where it made impact with this huge deer. And my mom was just so in disbelief that she kept asking me. She said, Joyce, are you sure that you hit that deer? I said, Mama, I'm telling you, I made impact with him because he tried to get back on his feet to get back to the other side of it, and he finally ran back to the other side of the store. The miracle out of that is that not just because no damage was to my vehicle, but God kept me and my daughter. He didn't allow no harm to come to us because I've heard the story where bucks and deers have came back and have jumped into vehicles, once you hit them, sometimes the body flies up on the car, and they get inside of the car, and because they're trying to get away, they're cutting you all up with those antlers, but God didn't allow any of that. So I'm grateful on today. I'm grateful for him still loving me, even when I don't love myself, even when I don't feel like he continuously showed me in different ways that I am worthy of the call.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I encourage someone on today to just continue to reach out and communicate with the Lord. Continue to walk in faith and trust him because he will keep you. It is his desire. It's no one making God love you. It's his desire to love you. It's his desire to succeed and make it to the finish line with the victory. So if I can encourage you anything today, I want to encourage you to continue to walk in faith and continue to communicate with God. God bless you, and I love you all.
Oh, that was an awesome testimony on your prophetess. Because I tell you what, we don't think and we don't know how things are going to happen, but God already knew it. And the blessed part about it was God already knew it. He already had that angel right there to take that impact, see, from off of your car and from you all. That was such an awesome testimony, I think, and praise God, because we just take those things for granted. We always should know that God is there, and sometimes, hallelujah, we need encouragement. Sometimes we need encouragement. We're all human, but you got to take your time. You got to, I don't care how hard it seems and how hard it is and what you're going through, you got to take a hold to the rope and tie a knot in it and hold on to Jesus. You got to hold on today, I tell you. God is always on time. He is never late. He won't be late. He wasn't late that time, and he won't be late. And I thank God for that testimony on today. I just want to encourage you a little bit more. Hallelujah. Just hold on one second for this.
This song says, God's mercy has me.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace.
Yes,
goodness.
Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, hallelujah.
And your grace has kept me.
Oh, I need to have you, Lord, I tell you.
Amen, amen, and praise God. You know, you sometimes we get to that point where we almost let go. We almost let go. We almost step back into time where we was. But when God grabbed us, where we almost let go, he came and grabbed us. And I thank God on today, it's some time where you've almost let go. You almost turn around. But God, and I thank God so much because he didn't have to grab us. He didn't have to send his son to redeem us back. I thank and praise God tonight, for he is good. And I thank God for the testimony. I thank God for the testimony. Every time I have an opportunity to say anything for God, hallelujah, because I'm telling you now, I told you the other day, God is not accepting excuses anymore. You can sit back and be lax all you want to, but everything you do and everything you say, God don't judge you on it. You're going to have to give an account of them. And I thank God today that he's making time for giving us opportunities to bless the Lord at all times. He's giving us opportunities. We just don't take them. But I thank God on this evening. I thank and praise God on this evening that he is giving us a chance to do what we're supposed to do. I'm not going to prolong the testimony hour, hallelujah. God is good, and I thank God on today. We have praise and worship. We can have one song, and then we want to, you know, God is so good. We can have one song, and then we're going to have to go on into our word because, you know, the word is the most important thing. And I'd rather have more time for the word than the song. Now, believe me, I love the singing. Well, here we go. When it's one, I guess. I know I don't know how to work this, but I'm doing the best I can. By the grace of God.
Tell me who can make a mountain move out of my way. Who can make a miracle because of my faith? And when the doctor says no, who can still give me a yes? And when I'm in trouble, who is the same one that helps me pass every test? God is able. God is able. God is able. And he will fail. Make a river out of a little stream. Who can tell the clouds to roll back so that the sun can look at me? And who can tell the wind to whistle through the tree? And when I'm in trouble, who is the same one that comes down to rescue me? God is able. God is able. God is able.
Amen. And we know God is able. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for our praise and worship part of our service. But we want to just now go into the Word of God. And on today, we have a guest speaker. She's not a guest. She belongs to the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. But she's our guest speaker for the evening. We have Prophetess Joyce Rome. I want to introduce to some and present to others Prophetess Joyce Rome. She's bringing the word on today. Amen. Prophetess.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you can hear me clear, if you could just give me an amen to let me know that you can hear me clear.
Amen.
Okay.
Can y'all hear? Amen. Can anyone else hear her?
Glory be to God. I'm just going to bring it on to. Amen. Amen. That they can hear me because there is a word from the Lord. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to Pastor, to Apostle Ed and Apostle Deborah Deans on today, and to all the saints who are loved by God. Greetings to everyone on today. I'm going to go right into the word. If you could turn to 1 Kings, we're going to be reading from chapter 19. I'm going to be reading from verse 1 through verse 14.
Amen.
And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation.
Amen.
And it reads, when Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he had killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sent this message to Elijah: may the God strike me and kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you killed them. Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, and he left his servant there. Then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. Then he lay down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him, get up and eat. He looked around, and there beside him, beside his head, was some bread baked on hot stones in a jar of water. So he ate and drank and laid down again. Then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said, get up and eat some more, or the journey ahead will be too much for you. So he got up and he ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. There he came to a cave where he spent the night. But the Lord said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah replied, I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. Go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast, the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloth, and he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, what are you doing here, Elijah? He replied again, I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. God, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Lord, let none of me but all of you. Lord, let none of me but all of you.
Yes.
Lord, I ask you that none of me, all of you, God, be heard yes. and received by your people on today, God. Please forgive because we are sinners, God. Forgive us, God. And God, please deliver us because we want to be saved, Lord. God, please fill us because we need your power, God. We need your strength and we need your anointing on today, God. I ask that the word on today will renew the minds of your people and they will turn from the ways that displeases you and cripple the ministry, God, that you have called them to do, God. And God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. I thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit removing all, God, distractions on today, God. I thank you, God, for your spirit, God, cleansing our heart and renewing our minds, God, and freeing us on today, God, so we can receive, God, what it is you have for us, God. And I thank you, God, that upon closure of this message, God, your people will have a made-up mind, God, a made-up mind, Lord,
yes.
to pray, God, without ceasing, God, to study themselves, to show themselves proven, God, and be obedient, God, to the voice and the command, God, of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And, God, it is in Jesus' name that I pray, Lord. I don't have a title for you on today, but I am sent with a message from the Lord. And God wanted me to tell you on today to hold on to his unchanging hand. There are two words I want to ring in your mind over and over again. That's God and unchanging. I said God and unchanging.
Amen.
God and unchanging. He is a never-changing God. He was the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. Aren't you happy he is not like man? Aren't you happy that he is not like man? And we change based on the weather. They change based on whether it's morning or night, whether somebody said hello or goodbye. They change whether the bills are paid or not paid. Man just changed, but God, he is an unchanging being. We change, and somewhere along the way, this awesome prophet Elijah lost faith in our unchanging God. When I think back to Elijah's past, and his relationship with God, I discovered this is the same God. He served the same God that talks about that commanded the ravens to feed him in the morning and the evening. He said the same God that when the brook dried up, God commanded a widow to receive Elijah in her home. This wasn't only a widow. This was a single mom trying to make ends meet for her and her son. Can anyone relate to that on today? This is the same God that during these years, God never stopped talking to Elijah. A matter of fact, the widow's son became ill to the place where he no longer had life in his body. Can you picture that? You're already going through a struggle. You're already going through a storm. It's already lack in your home. And you're preparing your last meal to die. And here come a stranger showing up at your door. There's another mouth that you possibly have to feed. Can you imagine that? Well, let me tell you today, I can relate to it as a single mom. I know how it is to have to provide for your child or your children and not knowing where the next meal is going to come from. Well, Elijah arrived at this widow's home. And not only did she receive them in and she was obedient to what Elijah told her, but even after her obedience, her son, he died. He became very ill, and he died. Can you imagine? So, but when Elijah took the son in the room and cried out to the Lord, he heard Elijah cry. God heard Elijah cry, and he sent the soul back into the son's body and brought life back into her son. This is the same God that showed up during this competition between Baal and our Lord. Now, what a mighty God. I said, what a mighty God we serve. Amen? Just tell yourself,
amen.
He is the same today. He is the same today. He's going to be the same forevermore. He is an unchanging God. Amen? After God said and covered, restored, favored, and showed up and showed off for Elijah, why did Elijah lose his faith? Well, some of us should be able to relate, because just like some of us, God provides money for our overdue bills. He provides healing for our children or for ourselves. He protects us. He delivers us from things that does us no good. He set us free from drugs and alcohol and lust. He has broken strongholds out of our life. He has renewed our minds.
All right, man.
What happened when we received that bad report? What happened when we lost that job? What happened when the police officer, the sheriff, showed up at your house with that that summons for you to come to court? What happened when that rejection, when that eviction notice was on your door? What happened? What happened when a little bit of gossip? Yes, I said a little bit of gossip. What happened? For some of us, it doesn't take much. As soon as we hear it, we forget all about what God has done. We lose faith. We run and we hide. Some of us be like, God who? God when? God where? At that point, we're in the same mindset, just like Elijah was when he ran in fear. After God had performed all the miracles for and through Elijah, after he had shown him this young man was no life. And because he cried out, because Elijah cried out to God, God restored life back in this widow's son. God had caused ravens to feed Elijah. He didn't feed Elijah one. He didn't make him survive out of just one. He fed him, ravens fed him bread that was baked on stone. And all it took was one thread. One threat to get Elijah off track. Sometimes all it takes for us, not even a threat, all it takes for us sometimes is for somebody to look at us wrong, or somebody to not answer our phone call, or somebody to say what we don't want to hear. It gets us totally off track. Now, Jezebel sent a threat to murder Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 19, 1 through 2, it read, when Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he had killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sent this message to Elijah: may the God strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you, just as you killed them. Just that fast, Elijah put on his faith and allowed fear to move in. He went from moving and speaking in authority to running in fear. He was afraid. In verse 3 through 4, it spoke that Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town of Judah, and he left his servant there. Then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. Now, how many of us have done that? Be honest with yourself. You don't have to expose it on the line. I know some of you have wished death upon yourself because things have just got that tough. And it also read, I have had enough. That's what Elijah told God. Now, I'm familiar with that. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. If we don't take caution, we will allow the enemy to steal our faith in God. We will be more focused on fear than the power of the Almighty God. This will lead us in an emotional marathon, amen, like the Israelites in Elijah. Cause a delay in God's plan. It will cause our blessings to be hindered, and sometimes our heart will even become hardened when we allow ourselves to get in such an emotional state. So submitting to emotion will rob us. It takes away from us, saints. It takes our joy away. My God, it takes our peace away. It takes our happiness away. It removes our faith.
Yeah.
And I want to remind somebody on today that the word of God said without faith it's impossible to please God. And
that's
I
want
to say that without faith it's impossible to please God. I don't know about you on today, but my ultimate goal is to please God. My ultimate goal is to before my Father and hear the words, well done, daughter, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, fear does not come from God. It comes from the enemy. And I'm going to let you know
that's
his own secret. The enemy only have three goals, and that's to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He is not our friend, saint. No matter what we go through, no matter what our kids go through, no matter what our parents go through, what the bills look like, no matter what report the doctor give you, no matter what the church family say or how they treat you, hold on to God's unchanging hand. I said, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Jezebel had a hard heart. The heart and enraged against God. She has made, she had the reputation of a, she has been saddled with a reputation as the bad girl of the Bible, the wickedest of women. She was denounced as a murderer. She was denounced as a prostitute. She was denounced as an enemy of God. But get this, she was still a queen. She was still a queen.
Right.
Somebody of high.
That's right.
She was evil with a high position.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
dangerous?
Mm. Evil with a high position. That she reminds you of maybe a boss or a director on your job that just mistreated somebody and you sat back and you watched it. Or maybe she reminds you of somebody in your church family, somebody high up that was performing more into politics and into that performance spirit more than following what the kingdom or what the spirit of God has been directing them to do, and you sat back and you watched. Or maybe it was a good old friend of yours that was cheating on their spouse and that you knew about, and you maybe sat back and watched. Did you run away from God like Elijah? Because if you're sitting back and watching, it's just the same thing. Or did you stand your ground and of the Almighty God to move in that situation? I feel safe to say about 99.9% of the time the battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord. Sometimes he allows us to witness something. Sometimes he allows us to see something and to be a part of something just to put us to the test and see what we're going to do. See if we're going to pray like we're supposed to do, because you know that's what he called us to do. The intercessors to pray, to stand in the gap for those people that are still shielded with the blinders from the enemy out there in the world. That's why we can see it, because we don't have the blinders on. He's calling us to a place of prayer. Elijah was fighting. He prayed for death to take his life. But let's not judge Elijah, because there has been times we welcome death when the enemy threw a fiery dart into our lives. Instead of standing still and seeking God's unchanging hand, we ran to our parents, we ran to our auntie, our sister, our best friend, or we ran to the other man or the woman, or even some of us even get on social media and we just lay all the information out there on Facebook and Twitter and all that other stuff that they have out there available for the world to see. But when all the time God was standing in front of you with his hand, my God,
right
there with his hand stretched out towards you, saying, I'm with you. I am with you. Trust me. I am the same God that fed you during your drought. I am the same God that provided a roof over your head.
Yes, Lord.
Same God that did not allow the enemy to sift you like wheat. I'm the same God that kept your children from the...
Thank you, Lord.
I'm the same God that called you. I'm the same God that showed favor on your life. I haven't changed. Trust me, says the Lord. Trust me, says the Lord. And stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop trusting man. But trust me, I won't fail you, says the Lord. After He stressed his life. He delayed God's plan. He prayed for death. He lost his faith. God still continued to care for him. God allowed him to act out during his emotional roller coaster before he spoke a word to him. If you remember back in verses 7 through 10, it read, "Then the angels of the Lord came again, and they touched him and said, 'Get up and eat some more, or the journey ahead will be too much for you.' So he got up and he ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 more days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. There he came to a cave where he spent the night, but the Lord said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' Elijah replied, 'I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.'" Saints, God is not interested in our complaining. I said, God is not interested in our complaining.
That's right. Amen.
He questioned Elijah twice. Amen. He questioned him twice. Asking, "What are you doing here?" If you notice, God never responded to what Elijah complained about. He only responded concerning the will and the plan he had for Elijah. Sometimes we get stuck in a party, complaining about what someone said or someone performed against you, or how they looked at you, or how they smelled, or what they did or did not do. Sometimes we get stuck in that pity party too.
All right.
At the time, God is asking, "What are you doing there? What are you doing there, Joyce?
That's
why
right.
are you there, Joyce? I haven't called you to be there. I have called you to
That's
do
right.
great work for my kingdom. I've equipped you. I equip you with power. I equip you with weapons of war. I have even put my anointing on you. What are you doing there?" says the Lord.
Yes.
Even though your spouse is cheating, your bills are overdue, the kids are acting out, your health is troubling you, the job has ended, the car is acting up. What are you doing here? Says the Lord. So Elijah decided to end his emotional roller coaster. Until he really listened to the Lord. Sometimes we're running too much. Sometimes we're moving too much, trying to make things happen.
Right.
And God is standing there with his arms stretched. The answer is right in front of you. He's standing there with his arms stretched out, welcoming you to him.
Yes.
"What are you doing there?" says the Lord. So when Elijah first decided to put his emotions to the side, when he did, he was ready to listen to the Lord.
All
right. Verses 11 to 13 said, "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a sound. My God, my God. There was a sound of a gentle, hallelujah, a gentle whisper.
Yes, Lord.
When Elijah heard that gentle whisper, sometimes if we just stop moving so much, if we stop completing so much, if we stop just trying to have it our way so much,
yes,
we
Lord,
can hear
yes.
that gentle whisper.
Thank you, Lord.
We can
Thank
hear
you, Lord.
Gentle whisper. When Elijah heard the whisper, he wrapped his face in his cloak and he went out and he stood at the entrance of the cave. It wasn't until after verse 15 that Elijah put out fear and moved his face back in. Then he returned to the will and the plan of God that he had laid out before him. People of God, God never changed. I know your bill was due, but God never changed. I know the doctor gave you a better report, but God never changed. I know your children are acting, but God job
yes,
ended, but God never changed.
Never changed. Hallelujah.
He needed to stay focused on the wheel, never missing or forgetting
yes.
what was important. Today, I want to leave you with a few notes so you will not allow fear to take over your house. And I'm not talking about the house that was built by man's hand. I'm talking about your temple.
Yes.
Pray without ceasing. Study to show yourself proven. Trust in the Lord all times.
Yes.
At all times, leading not into your own understanding. Trust him, saint. I said, trust him and see, don't he direct
yes,
your path.
Lord.
Provide your every need and fight your battles. See how he show up and show up on your behalf. See how he heal your body and give you a new start. Answer your call, saint. Ask him to order your footsteps. He will be your comforter during your lonely nights. Saint, hold on to his unchanging hand. I pray
yes,
that
Lord.
Has touched your heart, that it will bring a change to your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise and thank God. For that was an awesome sermon. I'm telling you, that was a word from the Lord. Because I tell you what, she said she didn't have a sermon topic. But from what I got from it, God never changed. He'll speak to us through the storm and through the rain, through the wind, and we looking for him over here, and he's over here in a still, small voice. I tell you what, he done did me like that so many times. Just be still. Just be still and know that I am God. I thank God for using a prophet as Ron on today. That was an awesome, awesome sermon, and you can go back and listen to it. Or you can download it, I think, now. You can download it on your iPad, your iPod, or however. You can go and listen. I know you can go listen again just go back over it and everything. But we now want to give a call for discipleship after the preached word. If you have decided that you want to give your life to the Lord. I mean, you don't have to be a member of the End Time Men and Women of War. We just want you to be one of God's people. We want you to become a believer in the Savior, in Jesus Christ. We want you to accept him in the pardons of your sin. Wherever you go to church at, let God lead you. But I'm just opening up the doors of the church. If there is anyone that want to give their life to God today, this is your finest hour. I don't know about this song, but I know I'm just going to play a little of it anyway because I don't know about it. Amen. That was an old one right there, and I thank God for it, but that's what it's for. Come to Jesus while you have a chance, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Today is not promised to you. This next hour is not promised to you. Time is winding up. And if you want to see Jesus, you better make your mind up and come to the Lord. Amen. So none chose to come, but there is always room at the cross for you. Amen, amen. We thank and praise God on today, for God is a perfect God. We're not going to prolong the hour anymore. We thank and praise God. I just want a three-minute prayer, because I like to keep what the Holy Spirit is saying, doing. I'm just want to ask the Lord, hallelujah. Father, we come now. We ask you today to cover everyone that's up under the sound of my voice on today, Lord. Lord, Father God, I ask you right now to cover the children and the grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and we give you worship on today. We magnify your holy name. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the Logos word today. We thank you for the Rhema word on today. Father, we ask you to draw all men unto you. We ask you to draw them to the altar today in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what's on their hearts and mind. In the name of Jesus, I ask you on today, Father, to be in every circumstance today, every situation that they have. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to show them mercy in the name of Jesus, and show them grace on today in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bless everyone in radio land on today and keep them all covered today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Lord, that they have for you to do, they need to come asking in the name of Jesus. Come seeking your face while you may be found. Calling up on your name, Lord, while you're near. Even the ones on our radio broadcast, Lord, you already know what they stand in need of, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you today, Lord, to keep them covered, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you already know that we want to please you, Father, in everything we do, in everything we say this evening. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to bless them, Father. Bless them, Lord. Bless they coming in and they going out today. In the name of Jesus, you already know, Father, in the name of Jesus, what they stand in need of today. I know, Sabarabo, in the name of Jesus, bless them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for hope on today. In the name of Jesus, because we know you are hope and glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you for hope today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. I don't know what we would do without you. We can't make it, Lord, without you, Father. We need you today. We need you today, Lord. We need you, Father. We need you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. Father, I ask you to draw all men to you, Father. Time is winding up. Draw all men, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Draw all men today. In Jesus' name we pray, and we ask it all. Thank God, and thank God. And we are getting ready to close out. God bless you all. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. You all go in peace, and God loves you, and I love you too. Have a good evening. We'll see you back on Thursday at our praise, prophecy, and prayer hour. Our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. Thursday at this very same time. God bless you. Good evening.
God bless you.
Amen. Oh,